Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Gold Fever. Catch it, watch it on Arnold Avenue in downtown Point Pleasant Beach.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Edzar Luca, the broadcast crew tonight, our good buddy Phil Harding back in the studios of 105.7 tonight, James Kenny helping us out here as our on-site guy, Brad Biroscano with a much-needed night off after working tons of hours this week with the Ocean of Love Radiothon.
Yeah, he'll milk it all weekend long. He didn't work as many hours as he let it up to believe.
He'll probably come in on Monday saying, I'm still tired, still sore a little bit. Raiders here with a second down and long. Here's a inside reverse. It goes for good yardage for Tom Zervere. Still on his feet and running out. Pat Gallagher, the senior, who takes it and all the way out to the Raider 48-yard line. Good gain there as that goes for about 22 yards and sets up a first down and 10 for Tom Zervere.
Probably matches their total offense for the game up until that point. Little inside misdirection there. Caught the Raiders, caught the Indians.
Kind of a surprise going on up at Brick, guys. I'll tell you that one, Brick and Toms River North. I'll give you that score right after this.
Man in motion is Rosengrant across the formation. Inside carry for Goodzak. He's got some room to work with off the right side, and he'll pound his way forward into Indian territory down to the Toms River South 43-yard line. Goes for a gain of 9, brings up second and 1. Ed, what do you have?
That score up there with 8 minutes left until halftime is tied at 7. Brick and Toms River North. Brick coming off their first win of the season against these Raiders, 28-27 last week.
Rumson still leading Mondon 14-0. Caporal gets the snap. We'll give it to Goodzak off the left side, looking for the first down. He'll have it and plenty more. Takes it down inside the 40 to the 38-yard line of Toms River South. Manasquan up still 13-6 on Homedale. Raritan leading Colonia 3-0 as they go in to the second quarter.
Well, all of a sudden, the Raider offensive line getting a little surge, a little push up front, and it's resulted in some nice runs.
Well, Toms River East has put themselves in a position where they need to score to get back into this football game. Here's Gallagher with that inside handoff again. This time going to try the right side. Pretty good yardage again. Not as good as the first time they ran it. Down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. That goes as a gain of 5. Sets up a second and 5.
Well, it's a pretty good move by Jim Dempsey and the Raider offensive staff. He is the offensive coordinator. Whenever you have a team that really is you're overmatched against as far as speed is concerned, and they are pursuing to the ball as the Indians are, you always try to run misdirection. And that's how the Raiders have hit a couple of big plays.
Split backfield for Caporal. Straight dive play off the left side goes for no yardage. The ball popped out as Kosh was able to come away with it, Billy Kosh, but they will rule the play down. It was Corey Reynolds on the carry. Reynolds getting some spot duty, taking over for Goodzak for a second. Reynolds is a junior as well. Where's number 41? He'll check out. Goodzak back in after a short gain on the play. Third down and a long 4 coming up with 9:35 remaining in the opening half. Play action for Caporal, rolling off to his right. Lets it go. He's got a man open down the field, but could not hook up with Rosengrant.
Well, I'll tell you what, he ran great play action, froze everyone, rolled right at plenty of time, and really had a receiver wide open, but threw it a bit behind him.
Sets up third, a check it, fourth, and a long 4.
I think it's clearly 4 down territory here.
Ball sitting at the Indian 32-yard line. See what Toms River East is going to work with here, and what they'll work with is some more time to talk about it. 9:28 remaining. Raiders will use a timeout. We'll keep it here. 21-0 the advantage for Toms River South.
Well, it has been all Indians to this point. This is by far the first offensive drive that East has had. As a matter of fact, they only had one first down going before this possession, but they picked up a few here and have marched down inside Indian territory for the 32. As you said, Matt, they really need to get some points on this possession.
Barnegat with a 6-3 advantage over Point Burrow after one quarter of play. I think when we do the, I'm thinking of our picks this week, and we all pick the same exact games. I'm following my Twitter feed right now, and I'm among those who follow Lou Holtz, who I know you probably despise.
Yeah, I don't despise him, but I don't really like
him. I think
we
need to do it like he and Mark May do it. They just pick the opposite of one another and just kind of see how the chips fall. I don't think they've picked the same game the same way all season long.
That's hard with three of us, though. Unless we just get rid of Sarluka.
We don't really need to have Ed be involved in
that. That's true.
Remember, I am leading.
Oh, my goodness.
You will be next week, too. We established that last night with all of us picking the same exact way. Trips this time off to the right. Caporal off the timeout. Rolling on fourth down and four. He's got a man open. Catch is made on the far sideline. Hauled in. And it will be a first down.
That was a nice job.
Yeah, I think they came back with the same play, right, Matt?
Rosengrant again. This time, better throw, better catch. And it sets up first down and 10 from the Indian 20-yard line.
And that really was a good throw. He wasn't as open on that route as he was the play before. But the Raiders keep the drive going here.
First and 10 from the 20-yard line. Movement up front. John Laird, the left tackle, got started early for Tom Zamorese. That will back them up 5 yards.
See, that's why I couldn't coach. I'd want to run right out on the field.
Grab the face mask.
Son, we've been doing this since all summer long. How are we getting 5-yard penalties for, you know, motion and things like that? I mean,
You'd pull a Woody Allen on somebody.
High school kids, Kevin. High school.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. 16-year-old
kids. A lot of things on their mind.
First and 15. Motioning across is Pat Gallagher. Here's the inside carry for Goodzak. Again, big hole up the middle, down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line, where it will set up a second down and just about 3 on a 12-yard pickup. Otis Carney on the tackle.
Was it not the Southern game last year that we did down at Southern that Goodzak really arrived?
Yeah, he had a coming out party about
200 yards, right?
In the midseason, and don't think they have gotten quite out of him this year what they expected.
Split backfield for Caporal. Here's the carry again for Goodzak. Ball popped out again, and the Indians say they have it again.
They do.
They do.
Another turnover, the third of the night for Tom Zavarese.
That is number 8, Isaiah Akers, with the recovery, and that is just one that stripped from behind, and the ball pops out, and that's 3 lost fumbles and stymies what was the Raiders' first scoring threat of the evening. Well, that'll take whatever start you built up right out of you.
Absolutely. That was a nice drive that Tom Zavarese had working. First and 10 coming up from the Indian 15-yard line. Tymier Berry going right back to work. Pitches to the outside. Khalil Green on the carry. That play snuffed out quickly and dropped in the backfield for a loss on the play. Armando Lenore on the tackle. It goes as a 2-yard loss back to the Indian 13-yard line. Sets up a second and 12. 8:15 to go here in the second quarter. 21-0 the advantage for Tom Zimmer South.
Well, they're giving Otis Carney a break on this offensive series. That's why Green is in at the A-back in the backfield. Nothing wrong with Carney. I see him on the south sideline as I head over that way.
Split wide receiver set. Man far out to the left side is Brian Morrison. Here's the pitch. It goes for Robert Haley, who will work his way forward to the 24-yard line. Saratella on the tackle. Third down coming up in about 6.
You know, one of the ironies is the last head coach at Toms River South to beat another Toms River team was Brian Wilkinson. Tonight, Brian Wilkinson is the defensive coordinator for Toms River East.
And right now has his work cut out for him.
That would be an understatement.
Though his defense has been put in a couple of bad positions with the Indians having good field position. Not so good right now as Toms River South has it. Third down and 6 from back of their 19-yard line. Berry under pressure and will get sacked. Dropped in the backfield. Good pressure by the team in black. It looked like Pat Gallagher, number 31, was the last man on the scene. and involved in on the tackle. And on fourth down here, a 9 after a loss of 3. The Indians will punt for the first time tonight.
This will be an interesting punt because he is punting into a pretty good wind. Do not think this is going to go very far if he gets it up in the air.
Messler on, tries to keep it low, does a pretty good job on the bounce. Good Zach fields it inside his own 45-yard line, runs across the field, gets into the Indian territory at the 35, stays on his feet to the 30. Flag out as he will continue to rumble his way into the end zone for a touchdown. But this is coming back. I mean, this has a legal block written all over it, I think.
And this is the things that happen to teams that are 1-5.
Yeah, many flags. I think there were a couple of late blocks. Of course, they will take the one further downfield or further upfield.
Probably around
the
30-yard line. It was still a good return.
I think it's even further than that.
35?
Yeah.
That's a 35-yard line. There's a flag down. A couple of penalties, one of which accepted by Tom Zervisal. So the Raiders scored on a nice return from Goodzak, and even minus that penalty, boy, even if Kevin would have been pushed out of bounds at the 40-yard line, it would have been a good return, giving the Raiders something to work with. Instead, they will have it first and 10 from the Indian 45-yard line. Couple of scores to pass along for you. Middletown North up 10-7 on South Brunswick. Barnegat now leading Point Barrow 12-3. Southern has gone up 14-7 on Brick Memorial. Big one involving a couple of divisional teams, as these two teams are in a South. Here's Goodzak off the left side, trying to hop his way forward back to the line of scrimmage. Not able to get there and drop for a loss of 1. It will bring up second down and 11. Billy Kosh on the tackle.
By the way, guys, that one score you just gave, Middletown North and South Brunswick. Well, South Brunswick is the top seed in Central Jersey Group 5, with probably favorite label under their name, and that is the group with Brick Memorial and Manalapan in it.
Hector Torres, the single back here for Tom Zavarese. Penalty flags out, and the Raiders will, I think, Kevin, get whistled for 5 more on an illegal procedure penalty. That is the call. We'll back them up inside of their own territory to the 49-yard line.
It's almost unimaginable,
you know,
to me.
I'm trying to catch it, Matt and Kevin, the count. You know, I'm trying to get as close to the snap, the exchange, as I could. And they're going on the first sound. I got to believe maybe the center is a little bit late, because I don't know. What's it look like to you? It looks like a few guys are moving.
Doesn't look pretty.
Yeah. That's 4 procedure penalties.
Trips set up this town to the left side of the formation. Ball pretty much in the middle part of the field. Motion. Here's a quarterback sweep for Caporal. Nice run off the left side. Dropped at the Indian 41-yard line. 6 yards shy of a first down. Tackled by Otis Carney.
Tell you, some good blocking on that play, because it developed kind of slow. But give Caporal credit. He waited for the blocks to take place and was able to follow him down and get a real nice gain.
Long Branch has opened up a 28-14 lead now on Ocean in the third quarter. Here's Pat Gallagher, that counterplay to the inside. Gallagher looking for some running room to work with. Stacked up this time quickly, just over the line of scrimmage. Billy Kosh in on that stop. Sets up fourth down here, just about 5 for Tom Zavarese.
You hate to give South a short field here if you don't get it, but I almost
might as well go for it.
I think you almost have to go for it.
You know, both Goodzak and Gallagher, both pretty big backs. You know, the Raiders not hurting for side. Little bit confused right here now as the play is coming in. They got to hustle.
Might have to use a timeout.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
And they will burn one. 3:50. With the clock stopped in the second quarter. Tom's over South 21, Tom's over East nothing. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more of the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
The winter driving season is almost here, so now is the time to stop by Bayville Auto Care for your free fall checkup and 30-point courtesy inspection. Bayville Auto Care will make sure your vehicle is running properly for the upcoming winter months. Ask about their Level 1 lube, oil, and filter service for just $19.95 on most vehicles. Don't wait for that cold morning when your car won't start. Make an appointment at 732-269-9893 or stop by Bayville Auto Care on Route 9. Expert repairs and personal service for over 20 years.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Reminder coming up, it'll be the Yolanda's Riverhouse halftime show brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Ed Sarlucas, time to shine.
Well, he's going to have the whole halftime to work with tonight.
Yeah.
We're checking out.
We are. We're going to go get a little dinner.
Fourth down, Caporal in trouble and will get sacked. Slow developing play. Caporal never had a chance. Kosh was there, Messler there, Marukas there. Three of the four linebackers for Toms River South converging on that play with Achura in the area as well. And the Indians will take over on downs. They will have it at their own 44-yard line with a lot of time to work with here. 3 minutes, 40 seconds, and South already leading 21-0.
Well, again, the Raider defense working with a relatively short field. This time not a turnover, but the ball turned over on downs. Needs to keep the Indians off the board here.
Rumson has added three more to their lead on top of Mondon, 17-0. Here's Tymier Berry, the electric sophomore quarterback, who's got a touchdown run already tonight. Back up under center, split wide receiver, split back set. Berry will hand off here to Carney, who will work his way forward and pick up 3 yards to the 47-yard line of Toms River South. Galligan on the tackle.
You know, go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just going to say, if South would run speed option, Berry to Carney, I don't know if East has an answer for that.
Yeah, I think the Raiders have done a decent job taking away the inside game.
Exactly. That speed option is tough to stop.
Second down coming up in 7, 3 minutes remaining. Berry with late movement. Fumbles the snap. Still a scramble for it. Raiders say they have it this time.
Referee says South, though.
Yeah, I think Berry fell on it.
It's been a turnover-filled game so far. Three already for Toms River East. And off the bottom of the pile is Tymier Berry. Able to get it back. Lost 2 yards. Sets up 3rd and 9.
Now, you know, that's the difference, right? Raiders fumble the ball 3 times, lose all 3. Indians fumble it there and, you know, in a pretty good spot, and they get the ball
back.
Yeah.
See what Toms River East can do here defensively on 3rd down and 9, 3rd and long here. Also see if Berry willing to put it up. Split wide receiver set. Now going to roll off to his left. Wants to throw, goes off his back foot. Hurls one up in the air, and it's pulled down again by Darius Hard, who is a severe mismatch for the Raider corners right now. Big first down reception down to the 35-yard line of Toms River East, a gain of 24.
Yeah, I mean, that was just simply, truthfully, Berry throwing it up. It was not a well-thrown ball. He really wasn't open. But as you said, Hart with the size advantage and the athletic advantage just went up and made a play.
Hart listed at 6'2", and a good leaper at that. Split wide receiver set again. Tommy Ventner coming to the near sideline. There's a quick pass to the outside. Brian Morrison, Darius Hart, on the catch. Back-to-back receptions for Hart. Coverage and tackle by Abignon.
Yeah, I think, Kevin, you hit it right on the head. Both of those passes from Berry to Hart were not well thrown. You know, I'm not taking anything away from the two players, but, you know, he just threw it up, and Hart, you know, with about 6 or 8 inches height advantage, just went up and got it, made 2 nice catches.
75 seconds remaining here after the 3-yard catch. 2nd and 7. Haley in motion. They'll fake the pitch to him. Berry will throw it in the flat. That catch is made. Staying on his feet is Onis Carney, spinning forward.
I think he was trying to get out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he was too. Unable to do so, however. Stopped just shy of the 20-yard line It is a first down, so the clock will stop for a second while the chains move, but the Indians will stop it for a bit longer. They will call a timeout. 59 seconds remaining here from Dvorak Field. We keep it right here. Halftime in Brick, where Southern leading Brick Memorial by a score of 14-7.
You know, you look at this Toms River South team, and I think you see there are pieces starting to come together. You know, Ed said, you know, basically the first half, we mentioned a lot of names we never even mentioned when they played Southern in week two. But, you know, there's a lot of young kids on this team. I mean, Berry is a sophomore. Carney is a junior. Hart is a junior. You know, some of their linemen are underclassmen. You see pieces here that they may be developing something. I mean, it's been some lean times for the guys in maroon and white, but you get a sense that it's starting to turn around a little bit.
Yeah,
it's
been agree.
It's been a long stretch.
It really has been.
For Toms River South, just in these games between Toms River teams, but overall, they have really struggled to kind of find themselves.
Yeah, I totally agree with both of you guys, but it only gets a little tougher after this
one
for the Indians. They have Brick Memorial and Toms River North, two pretty good offenses to face in the next 2 weeks.
Berry coming right to the line off the timeout. Quick pitch to the outside for Carney, running left to the far side hash mark. Bounces off of tackles, fumbles the football. Raiders again saying that they have it. And again, Hart. I believe it will be Toms River South to get it. Darius Hart off the pile with the football. Clock continuing to roll here. We're down to 35 seconds. After a six-yard pickup, second down and four. Berry wants to throw. Chucks one up to the end zone, looking for Hart. This one deflected up and almost intercepted, but falling incomplete. Hart, the intended receiver, still down right now for Toms River South. I think it was Rosengrant and Wasilik who had a crack at it. Wasilik deflected it up and couldn't come down with it. But the attention will now go for Darius Hart.
Actually, Matt, it was Caporal who initially knocked the ball down, and then Wasilik had the tip and the deflection, and he tipped it up once and just fell to the ground. Would have been nice if the Raiders could have gotten that turnover there and went in at just 21-0.
So Hart, who was out of the field of play, walking a little slow, getting back into the sideline area. South, meanwhile, has it third down and four from the Raider 16-yard line. Berry going to keep it himself off the left side. Get down to the 14 where he has dropped quickly, a couple yards shy of a first down.
I think it was Avignon who grabbed the jersey and kind of held him up there. It looked like he was going to break through.
Clock still running.
Yeah, they're going to run it down to about 3 seconds and then call timeout and kick the field goal, guys.
Try for the field goal on what is fourth down and just about a yard. 1 second remaining, and on will come the field goal team.
Now, we'll have to see who does the kicking because Thompson has been the extra point guy tonight. By the way, I don't think he had made an extra point before tonight. That was his first one.
Now, do you want me to tell you who's kicking it?
Or Messler.
That's who's kicking
it. Messler's got the stronger leg. I think Thompson will be the extra point guy, but when it's a field goal, I would imagine it'll be Russell Messler.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy either. He's into a little breeze, although the breeze has sort of died down right now. He will be kicking into the wind, and it'll come from about the 20, so it'll be about a 30-yarder.
You know, not a bad spot here for a fake with a 21-0 lead.
And an unsteady field goal team.
Yeah. The ball's going to sit right at the 20. Billy Kosh will be the holder, so it will be a 30-yard field goal.
Justin Schumann is the long snapper. And exactly a 30-yard spot from the left hash mark. Messler is a right-footed kicker. Raiders look like they're playing it pretty safe, expecting a possible fake.
Timeout Raiders.
And Tom Javaris will call a timeout. The old ice the kicker, huh?
I think it might be a combination of ice the kicker and now let's, okay, guys, we have to watch for the fake field goal here. Just alerting them, you know, don't get sucked in. You know, keep an eye on it. I mean,
Messler playing with two different shoes. He's got the soccer shoe, Matt, on the kicking foot. wrapped with about maybe, I'm going to say, three rolls of tape around it, although the toe is open. The only thing that's showing is the toe. Everything else has got the wrapped tape around it. I don't think they're going to fake this one. I think he's give it a shot here.
Spot is the 20-yard line. Makes it a 30-yard kick. Kosh again, the holder.
I will tell you, Berry's one of the guys in the formation.
Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. It has the distance. Did it get through the upright? It did.
That was nice.
30-yard field goal executed pretty well by Messler, who makes it 24-0 at the half.
By the way, Tymir Berry was the outside blocker.
Ed.
He's talking to the official right now as soon as he's done getting his time situation for halftime. I will have Ron Sieg Jr.
Three touchdowns and that last 30-yard field goal for Russell Messler. The Indians
Coach,
have opened up.
Coach, this is a different Toms River team than we saw in week two.
Yeah, we're growing. We're getting better each week. The kids are buying into it. We're really improving defensively. We kind of always knew offensively would be okay. But defensively, we're real happy with where we're at right now.
Yeah,
we got a tackle.
So far, it's been a turnover game for them. You know, three turnovers, you capitalized.
Yeah, I don't think they can play a worse half than what they played. So we got to be prepared. We got to be ready. We're going to get their best shot. No question.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Ron Sieg Jr., the second-year head coach at Toms River South.
Appreciate Coach giving us a couple of minutes on his way off to talk things over. 24-0 is our score right now. Homecoming day here for Toms River High School East. So plenty of time for Ed Saraluca to take you through halftime. Ed, what do we have coming up?
Well, I'm gonna head over here and try to get the district-wide athletic director if I could find him.
You know what would be a nice thing? Why don't you go over and do a little special feature on the snack stand? Tell them you want to try a few things and give a report.
Yes.
You can come back to us with that.
If you send the money down and they're not giving me anything.
Come on.
For nothing.
Let's step out here, guys. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we will have that halftime show. It's been all Indian so far. Crosstown matchup is Toms River South leading Toms River East 24-0. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.